AP News for Friday, June 20th. I'm Ben Thomas. A diplomatic effort to end the Israel-Iran war yielded no breakthrough Friday. Ed Donahue has details.
Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi emphasized there's no interest in negotiating with the U.S. right now.
Iran is ready to consider diplomacy once again. And once aggression is stopped and the aggressor is held accountable for the crimes committed.
President Trump says the talks in Geneva didn't help.
Iran doesn't want to speak to Europe. They want to speak to us. Europe is not going to be able to help in this.
Speaking to reporters in New Jersey, the president was told the intelligence community has said there's no evidence Iran is building a nuclear weapon.
My intelligence community is wrong. Who in the intelligence community said that?
Your director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard.
She's wrong.
And the president does not think Israel will stop airstrikes while the talks continue.
If somebody's winning, it's a little bit harder to do than if somebody's losing.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Mahmoud Khalil has been freed from immigration detention in Louisiana.
Justice prevailed, but it's long, very long overdue, and this shouldn't have taken 3 months.
The Trump administration is seeking to deport Khalil over his role in pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University, but he maintains
there's no right person who should be detained for actually protesting a genocide. For protesting their university, Columbia University, that is investing in the genocide of the Palestinian people.
A federal judge has granted a preliminary injunction blocking Trump administration efforts to keep Harvard from hosting international students. An appeals court is allowing the president to keep control of National Guard troops he deployed to Los Angeles. Another appellate court has ruled Louisiana's law requiring the Ten Commandments be posted in public schools to be unconstitutional. And British lawmakers have approved a bill to allow terminally ill adults in England and Wales to choose to end their lives. This is AP News. North of the equator, it's the longest day of the year, the summer solstice. And it's a big deal in Sweden.
Midsummer is a celebration for the Swedes, especially not only like drinking and being together as a family, but also celebrating the light during the year, because usually it's very dark. And this is the lightest day of the year.
Natasha Eriksson, wearing a crown of flowers, describes a day of frivolity, dancing around a maple.
We dance like with a song called The Frogs. So usually foreign people think we're really weird because we're pretty calm people. But that's like the biggest thing, I think, that we sing and we celebrate.
Kaja Hall sums it up this way.
There's not a lot of pressure to be with your family, so you can just have a big party with your friends and just celebrate the summer, because summer is so short here.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.